Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
I will talk about why you want to get back for another term on the Athens-Clarke County Commission. Let's talk about, obviously, current events, a lot of what's going on now. We heard, in fact, we aired for you here last night, the mayor's virtual town hall, some news that came out of that, including the reopening of some of the parks, other facilities that have been closed because of coronavirus concerns. What do we know about what we're going to be able to do over the course of the next few weeks?
Well, you just caught the highlight of that. I think that part of us all having our mental and physical well-being during this challenging time is the ability to get out in this great, you know, weather that Mother Nature is giving us and recreate. A big concern is the safety of our staff. We've had staff members making masks for each other. And so I think that we've gotten to where our staff have what they need to be safe, and that's allowing us to open up some things. And you, like you also had on there from Butch on the transit, we things that have to be washed and cleaned where contact is, we have to take extra steps on it. So the parks are part of that, and I think you had a really good description of how the parks are going to be open, not the playground area because of the touch points, not the zoo because of the railings and touch points, but as far as you being able to go and walk out on a trail and sit on a bench and look at the river and enjoy the outdoors, that's, I think, the step we've made in that direction.
And a lot of those types of facilities have been open for a while, but expanding on those, and the parks that are going to open next week or over the course of the next week, I'm working from memory now, but it seems like it was Trail Creek or Virginia Walker, as we call it now, Sandy Creek, yes. Memorial Park, what was that, the Ben Burton Park?
That's right. More the passive recreation. The Greenway trails are getting a lot of usage. That's great use of the taxpayers' money for that, and I think those are being highly used right now. But people have their own version of what they're comfortable with being out and about, and I kind of like those more secluded trails myself.
Now, you mentioned Transit Director Butch McDuffie, who was also on the Mayor's Town Hall last evening, and he made a bit of news last night when he says, or at least he plans to have, a resumption of the collection of transit fares starting in July and July 1st. Now, my understanding is that would require the commission approval, correct?
I think so, and I'm curious to get the details for that. Part of the reason why we went to it's fare-free at the box, but we are still subsidizing this action, or we are able to get funding from the relief packets to cover the cost of the service. But just that interaction at the front of the bus where the driver is during this pandemic is a health risk for the driver, as well as the opportunity for a germ exchange. So that's kind of why the front of the bus was closed. People just come and go freely out of the back, and then they changed the routes so that they had time to clean the bus more often versus in between shifts. So I'm hoping that some of this grant money or shifts in money is allowing us to maybe get the modernized kiosk that we need so that it can be sort of a digital payment.
Yeah, Commissioner Allison,
we're
right
not
with
having
us.
That interaction.
Yeah, that's a great point. It just occurs to me, and others will possibly say the same here, and I'm not trying to be funny or hyperbolic or anything here. I don't remember the last time I handled cash. I mean, if I were to get on a transit bus, and they're going to charge me whatever they charge me to get on a transit bus now, and I can't swipe a card or any of that stuff, I don't remember the last time I held cash or change in my hands.
I know it, and we've heard stories of people, you know, digging through, scrounging for their quarters to get on the bus, and we're supposed to be modernized and move ahead. Now, granted, just like our meters downtown, you know, we need everything from coin drop to the smartphone app. We've got to cover the full gambit on how the community is interacting, whether it's with a parking meter or the parking deck or the buses. So some of that grant money, maybe I can tell you that I do need to learn the details that are coming forward, and we have a lot on our agenda with our – we use WebEx instead of Zoom because it's for security reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But we are covering a lot of – we're having hours-long meetings covering a lot of information, pandemic-related, as well as the regular work of the Mayor and Commission. We have budget hearings coming up, our first one next week.
About that, and I was just about to go there with Commissioner Allison Wright here. You mentioned the regular business and the pandemic business. Well, there's a convergence point. You're going to be dealing with a lack of revenues, a shortfall in revenues, the state revenue situation we already know about, budget challenges that, I don't know, 3 months ago you weren't thinking about.
That's right. That's right. We had ideas one direction we're going to go. I think that we should be less optimistic about adding staff at this time. We can certainly reevaluate things in January versus right now, but we are going to have to be very pragmatic with our approach and also have the staff give us the answers that we need from what stimulus package help and what help the federal and state is giving us on our operations right now so that we can, and as well as that tax revenue. March was 1.65 million when we had been over 2 million for our different pennies that we collect. And so we don't know what April is.
I'm going to guess it's going to be down. I mean, and that's going to impact, I'm sure, all of these sales tax projects, these projects being funded by those SPLOST dollars. It's going to impact, I'm sure, capital projects.
That's right. And in that respect, two different things. One, April was when, at the state level, we started collecting tax revenue on online purchases. So that is going to be a new category starting in April. And, you know, there's been a whole lot of deliveries to people's houses with online purchasing. Mm. So that's in there, which is going to be interesting to see.
And most of those coming to my house, by the way.
Yeah. I got you. I heard Suki with Solid Waste talking about the abundance of cardboard that they've been collecting from all the deliveries. But and then the other thing is on our SPLOST 2020 and our T-SPLOST, not so much with the education SPLOST because theirs is plotted already further out as their priorities. But we do need to have a work session and talk about what is the priority right now. It's a little bit different than what we thought. I mean, we can't change the topics that are on the referendum, right? That was already voted
sure.
in. But we can meet and talk about the partnership that the unified government can have with internet service. Right now, people are realizing they're supposed to work at home, but then they're realizing, geez, Pete, my service from my hotspot from my cell phone only works if I'm at this one point on my patio in the backyard.
Right.
Or some people aren't getting it at all. The students with online learning, there's challenges there, and some people having to come and park in the school parking lot to do school. So that, to me, is a priority that should rise up. And let's go ahead maybe and tackle that, and likely not at the same speed as we would have because of the rate of the funding coming in.
How many terms on the commission for you?
This will be my third.
And before that, time on the Clark County Board of Education as well. So
two terms there. Yeah, so I've been an elected official representing District 4 and working for the whole community since 2005.
Okay, and so you will know it. I mean, the young man Michael Stopper there saying, you know, we've had this poverty issue for a decade. We began addressing this as a community actually closer to two decades ago. It was the Heine-Davidson administration that looked at the poverty rate and put together various coalitions to try to tackle that problem, which has only statistically gotten worse over the years. What's the problem here?
That's right. We called that, what was that, One Athens?
Partnership for a Prosperous Athens, which became the One Athens, which when I was the community foundation that you have.
Yep. Well, and let's just keep in mind, my opponent's been here 4 years as a college student, so I'm not real sure what exposure he has had with what we have in the community, which is unfortunate that it has not gone down, but it's multi-generational poverty. And we are working in a new strategy that is capturing the neighborhood leaders from a previous grant program. And there's 21 of them, and they are working on the ground, not so much as the door-to-door that would have happened, just like campaigning during the pandemic, but they're working through the school resources and outreach and then beyond, trying to connect those underserved, those that are not as well connected because of their tight work schedules, but now maybe is less tight, and their availability for us to connect people with what they need to get a hand up, not a hand out, but a hand up to break the cycle that is often in multi-generational poverty.
All right, so in terms of empowering people through commission policy, what can the commission do?
Well, the commission is networking and providing those workers to connect the service and resource providers in the community, many of them of which we do partner with, whether it's Habitat, Athens Land Grant, Mission, Athens Mission for Food Disbursement, Homeless Outreach, the different things that are connecting the resources that we have as partnerships, and getting them connected so that, people can move up and out of the poverty situation. I think that it's an ongoing thing. It's not new, and if there was one answer that could solve it all for everybody, that would be great. But it's something that we need to continue to work at and continue to address.
There have been those over the years. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said to change those numbers and to give people a boost up.
There have been those over the years, Commissioner Allison, right, who point to the University of Georgia. They will say that a lot of the staff at UGA making wages and salaries that are not sufficient to rise above the poverty level. To what extent, A, do you buy the premise, and B, if you do, what can be done about it?
Well, we do have to lead by example as a unified government, and we use the MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They have a living wage calculator, and it takes the, instead of, you know, there's a, you know, everybody's claiming $15 an hour is the hourly rate that's needed for a living wage. But this calculator takes into effect the cost of living in an area, and we use that in our new Classic Center Memorandum of Understanding with the unified government. And that calculator has the living wage in Athens at, I think it's $11.38 an hour. And it changes. So as the cost of living changes, then that would also change over time. And this was a 20-year document, so that was relevant there as well. But to make it affordable to live in Athens, we need to make sure that calculator is also addressing what is quality, affordable housing. And so if we work on that to make sure that the percentage of money that people are making isn't disproportionately going to their housing situation. And we also want to make sure that people are in quality housing.
You know, I was noticing, and this caveat with Commissioner Allison right here, that this speaks to the time before the coronavirus pandemic. It's not nearly an issue now. But I was noticing before everything hit the fan that we were starting to see some traffic issues in our town. We can always point to the usual bottlenecks, Lexington, that corridor, Atlanta Highway out there, but some other spots that were emerging as real traffic concerns in terms of congestion. At some point, we'll get back to what passes for normal around here, and maybe that's an issue again. What, if anything, to do about that kind of thing?
Well, I think that what we've learned right now is that everybody doesn't have to jump in their car to take care of things. Like right now, the last time you and I met, I came over to your studio.
Sure.
I sat in your ventless, your ventless little office, and we had this talk. But look at us now. I'm not making a congestion. I'm not out in traffic. Counseling sessions, medical, not a medical exam, but the meetings can be done. I think that our work sessions with the mayor and commission, we don't have public input on those. We could totally keep having those with an online meeting and eliminate some of the traffic. So, I mean, that's a small thing, but a lot of the traffic also is related to school. I think 30% of communities' traffic congestion is at the going to school time and when school gets out type thing. So, of course, that cycle is gone as well. More people riding the bus, making the bus routes relevant. I think that we could expand our buses so that their routes, if we could go to earlier and they pick up on the two hospitals' 7 a.m. shift changes, those can help people have the transit to medical services as well as leaving their 7 a.m. shift or going to their 7 a.m. shift.
You know, you mentioned, excuse me, Commissioner Allison-Wright, you mentioned the your opponent, Michael Stopper, is the young man's name, 4 years in Athens, a student. I'm thinking to the elections of a couple of years ago where the electorate took a, shall we say, decided lurch to the left in terms of the people who were elected to the commission. Now, you're serving with some of those folks, and you have a better handle on that than I would, but do you have any concerns at all? You yourself, who would be considered, I think, fairly to say, a progressive, that there's this move afoot that we're going to go even farther left and get even to the left of Allison Wright?
Somebody, a friend of mine, told me that I turned, looked like I'm sitting on the right side once that the new people got sworn in. So we do have activist groups that are supporting and endorsing my opponent as one, and I think that I have a very level-headed leadership style that does allow us to make progress. We've had Kelly Gertz as our mayor for a year and a half. The other years on my time as commission, Nancy was the mayor, and that makes a big difference where the leadership is and how things are on the agenda in our approaches. One of my approaches is that we have to be available to talk to everybody so that our solutions are good for the entire community. And when you take a really strong attitude or approach that you've already made your mind up about how something's going to be, I'm not sure how that it really lets the public's input be validated. I like to be able, accessible, and available to hear what everybody thinks. And that starts by me listening to people and being available for that and not broadcasting how I think it should happen.
Quickly, about 30 seconds left here, and I know it's difficult to get out and campaign in this particular environment. Folks looking for you maybe online, where do they find you?
Yeah. Let's just go with my Facebook page, my website. That's Keep Wright Athens, and that's Wright with a W because of my last name. But it's really hard to ask for money during this time, but I do take my campaign seriously. I have yard signs that you can ask for. We typically just keep those in the district, but nothing's typical right now. I would appreciate anybody wanting one of my yard signs to show their support so that their neighbors can understand and reach out to friends that do vote for me in District 4. I do want to continue the work that I've started. And with this great, very diverse group of commissioners and with the mayor, but I think that we each have a different approach to it and how we approach the problems and solving.
Keep Wright Athens. That's WRIGHT.
Yeah.
KeepWrightAthens.com. Allison Wright, best of luck.
Right.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, and thanks for calling me and having me on your show.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country?
Get a new 2025 Subaru Outback with 0% APR financing for up to 36 months.
Easy to deal with, easy to get to. Byers Airport Subaru.
By the airport!
See dealer for details. Offer ends 3/2/26.